Blog Talk Radio.
Life that will be for your way, so that we will be allowed to live in your kingdom. Thank you, God. Thank you for blessing us, your sheep, with good health, sound mind, and prosperity. In Jesus' name I pray. I also thank you for your growth that you're allowing me to have in the studying of your word. And I thank you so much for Blog Talk Radio. If it were not for them, I would not be sharing your message or your words. I thank them so much. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Now, my Bible might read a little different from yours. I have a New King James Version. And what I'm going to ask you to have with you today is, you know, a cold glass of water. We have a beautiful day here, just gorgeous, in Detroit, Michigan. That's where, that's right. I'm coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. I am doing a series from the book of Revelation because Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 says, you're blessed. It says, blessed is the reader, and those who hear the words. And Lord knows I need to be blessed financially in every way that he will allow me to be blessed. We're going to pick up on chapter 9, verse 13. That's where I left off at the last time, and I am thankful to God that he will allow me to read as much as the King James Version, the book of Revelation, as much as I possibly can, on this program, and then the next program, pick up where I left off. Okay, Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. The sixth trumpet, the angel from the Euphrates. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. And the sixth angel who had the trumpet released the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now, the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And thus, I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red and hyacinth blue and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouth came fire, smoke, brimstone. Brimstone is a chemical element. It's a compound. It's sulfur, okay? By the three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouth. For their power was in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by the plague did not repent of their work of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols and gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. Chapter 10, the mighty angel with the little book. And I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he cried out, 707 thunders uttered their voices. Now, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders utters, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on land lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, in the earth and the things that are in it, and the seas and the things that are in it, that there should be no delay any longer. Excuse me, I read that wrong. Let me go back. I'll start at verse 6, and I am chapter 10. And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and things that are in it, and that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. And I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Chapter 11, the two witnesses. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. If you can remember in Revelation chapter 1, when I first started reading this series, verse 20, it tells you that the lampstand are the churches. So there are two churches before God of the earth. Verse 5 in chapter 11. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over water to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Now, when they finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. Now, when I read that portion, I said, what? Because I didn't understand that. In my view, Jesus was murdered, or they like to say crucified, in Golgotha, Calvary, and that's outside of Jerusalem. Now, that's my physical world, but when I read it again, it said spiritual. So that's what makes the difference. Spiritually, Sodom and Egypt is where the Lord was crucified. Let's go back to chapter 11, verse 9. Then those from the people, then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations all see the dead bodies that are 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those, now I read that really does not sound right. Excuse me, my sheep, I am not perfect as you see, or as you hear. Let me reread verse 9. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into the grave. And those who dwell in the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because the two prophets, and I'm thinking that that should be the two lampstands, tormented them who dwelt on the earth. But perhaps I am wrong. Let me say prophets that's written in the book. I'm not supposed to change anything that's written in the Bible. Verse 11 of chapter 11. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 men were killed, and the rest were afraid, and they gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. The seventh trumpet, the kingdom proclaimed. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud noises in heaven, saying, "The kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O God, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken our great power and reign." Because, and let me read that again. "Because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath means angry, anger, has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroyed the earth." Then the temple of God opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. I have a thought there, but I won't say it. Well, maybe I should. The ark of the covenant is in heaven, according to this prophecy. Let me start reading verse 19 again. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquakes, and great hail. Chapter 12, The Woman, the Child, and the Dragon. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Diadems, that's like a crown or ornamentally headdress. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that reminds me of Proverbs. I did a program on the things that the Lord hates. And the Lord hates the shedding of innocent blood. You'll find that in Proverbs 6, chapter 17. In fact, it talks about the things that the Lord hates. Chapter 12, verse 6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his son fought. And I'm thinking now that Satan went up to heaven to get the child. Well, you should know better than to go to someone's home and try to take what they have. But, and verse 8 reads, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found in heaven any longer for them. Let me read verse 8 again, chapter 12, verse 8. But they did not prevail, nor was a place for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, that's a revelation in itself. You know, revelation means to reveal. You know, I'm thinking that not only did we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of their testimony. So we need to have a testimony too. And they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath. Wrath means anger, because he knows that he has a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nurtured for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman. The earth opened his mouth and swallowed up the water, swallowed up the flood, which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went out to make war with the rest of her offsprings who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Chapter 13. Then I stood on the sands of the sea, and I saw the beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Did you get that revelation? The dragon is Satan. So Satan has given the beast that came up out of the sea his power and his throne and his great authority. Now go back to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. It tells you the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan. And here I just read that the beast which I saw are like a leopard. Oh no, let me go down. And let me start here. The beast, and I am in chapter 13, verse 2. It says, and the beast which I saw, like a leopard, his feet were the face of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Well, sheep, I'm going to stop here. And if it's the good Lord's will, I'm going to pick up next time on chapter 13, verse 3. Right now, I want to say a closing prayer with you. Father God, thank you for this wonderful day in Detroit, Michigan, and all over the earth. Thank you so much for your mercy. Give us this day, as I usually say, our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus, oh Lord, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go, and if it's the good Lord's will, I'll be back with you next time.
Wisdom will be our Jesus is love.